all losses are pretty painful. I feel like, they played pretty well all day. They turned the ball over a little bit, but, it was a hard fought game all day, and, they're all pretty painful. Yeah, just like John said, I mean, they started to put some more pressure. I mean, we completed a couple of balls early on, and, when they had a little bit off coverage on some of our guys, and they started to come up and put some more pressure on us, and, they were all over our guys in not a very legal way, and sometimes. Well, I just think they did a good job all day of just coming up there and putting enough guys in the box and putting pressure on our receivers, and they got two good corners that, it's tough to consistently, do a lot of damage on those guys. And, they got a good pass rush up front, so we have to get the ball out of our hands quickly.
Did you agree that the game was especially chaotic and especially
physical? Chaotic and what?
And especially physical.
I guess so. I don't necessarily know what that means, but it was a pretty physical game, and those guys have a physical team.
Joe, did you get hurt in this game? Were you hurt?
I got my ribs rolled up on a little bit on that first play of the second half, and that's it. Out with him, and then back to Ray, and I wish I would have just scrambled around a little bit. I threw my arms up, maybe there was a little contact when the ball was in the air there. I was just trying to get something crazy to happen. I didn't really think they did anything bad. I was just, hoping.
Joe, what was your view of the pass to Jacoby in the end zone that he called? He was called for pass?
I think I was on the ground. I didn't see it. I did see him go up and catch the ball. I think those guys were on us tight like that all game, and there was a lot of holding and grabbing going on out there. And for them to make that call, I might sound a little bit like a baby here, but for them to make that call, I think was a little crazy. He didn't even throw a flag. He threw a blue beanie and then put his hands in the air like offensive pass interference. I mean, come on.
I think is this an offshoot of the difference between PJ and last year and this year? There are people trying to get away with
it? Yeah, I think you're probably not too smart if you're not going to try to get away with a little bit of that. And, if they're going to do it to us, I think it's smart if Jacoby did push off, which I'm not sure he did, I'm sure he was smart to do it because he was probably getting held or felt like he was, and that's how he had to make the play. So, I think you're smart. I think you're not very smart if you don't try to do that, and I think they were pretty successful at it today.
So you think guys on both teams in the first two games have been trying to get away with?
Well, they're not. I definitely think there's things that are downfield that, sometimes they're getting called, sometimes they're not. Just like John said, we don't really know when they're getting called or when they're not, but there's definitely a little bit of contact down there.
It's a little more chippy after some of those plays, too.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't get really involved in those things, and I'm not really down in the trenches to see what's going on in there, but it definitely seemed to be a little bit more chippy.